Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. That's Hart bringing us back. It's Ann and Nancy Wilson, the Wilson sisters. Welcome back to 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Scott Arno. We're talking about security issues. And now we're going to talk about the news of the day, Scott, because this is getting out of hand. This, what has happened in the last, that's come to pass, let me rephrase that. What's come to light in the last week, Scott, is no less, in my opinion, than an assault, a Pearl Harbor kind of attack, and it's not the first one we've had. What do you think?
Well, I think it's safe to say this is the biggest government breach that anyone's aware of.
Did I overstate the magnitude, the comparable impact that this is?
Well, that's the thing. With Pearl Harbor, you have the actual sinking of ships and the obvious imagery. This happens quietly in the background.
But as I said, in terms of the modern age, in terms of the damage that they could do, could this could potentially be worse, in my opinion.
Yeah,
other than 2,700 people dying, I don't mean to minimize that at all. But in terms of the geopolitical issue.
Oh yeah, there's some frightening possibilities with
what happened in case they haven't heard.
Well, the Office of Personnel Management is effectively like the government's sort of HR department for its civilian agencies. But keep in mind that includes like the Department of Defense. And effectively, there was a data breach which involved sensitive records for over 4 million current and former government employees. The breach was apparently first discovered in April of this year, was subsequently investigated, and then it was announced publicly last Thursday, June 4th. And, of course,
that this had been going on for a year?
They think so. You know,
how is that possible? Scott, with smart people like you available to them, how is that possible?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. You naturally think, hey, wait, someone's in our network. We're totally going to know about that. The thing is, if someone's sufficiently sophisticated, and if, as suspected, this is from the Chinese government, they are, the traffic moving out of the network doesn't have, like, a big signature, as you would say, as it would have normally.
Right.
Like, if criminals took stuff, there would be evidence of it creeping outside the network. There'd be too much traffic.
So these guys are really smart.
Yeah, because what's effectively going out will look like normal, just computer network traffic.
Nothing to see here. Move along. Nothing to see here. And they ease out. So what you're saying is they're hiding in plain sight.
Sort of. I mean, a lot of what you have with a good modern attack, you know, on TV you always see these things where it's like virus alert and there's something loud and obvious. And
right.
A good attack's anything but. They want it to be quiet because then they can stay there and they can carefully siphon out as much information as they want because they're not detected. When someone does something loud and fast, the defensive network finds it and shuts it down, hopefully.
But Scott, they've stolen the plans to our top secret planes before.
Well, that's a story I've heard, and
it's the truth. But why is this not make every American cringe and say, you know, we have to do something about this? I don't understand. This is frightening to me. What do you think?
Oh, it should be. Well, a lot of it's funny. The thing I always focus on is this idea of quote unquote cybersecurity literacy, like getting people to actually understand it. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what I think would really help here. Because normally the way this comes out, people get really scary news stories. They get frightened. And then, wow, that was terrifying. They don't give a lot of detail about the technical workings or how stuff could happen or what they can protect themselves. And then it's like, oh, well, cool. Hey, America's Got Talent is on. What's that?
That's exactly right. No, I think you're right.
There's so many distractions in current society right now. It's hard to stay focused. And, I mean, it's gotten to the point, these distractions. Look, I'm the first one to say it. These things are cool.
How do
you know,
we stop
cool
this?
TV shows, there's video games, there's movies.
Scott,
there's
is this preventable?
I'd love to tell you it is. There are steps which could be taken which would make these systems a lot stronger. a lot of what should be done at this point, I mean, right now it's obviously, you know, horse is gone, we're closing the barn door. A lot of the information that was taken wasn't encrypted, and that does make it trickier. Now, mind you, encryption isn't an automatic cure-all. It's sort of a delaying tactic, but a very strong encryption takes quite a while to break. And it's
could
a way to keep that
information
safer.
Could we turn the tables on them and go do the same thing to them?
Oh, sure we could. I mean, things like this, of course, they can escalate. We might. We may do it already. That's the thing. It's not like they announced this.
Right.
It's possible this is already out. I mean, a lot of what we should also be doing, there are certain defensive measures that should be set up. With OPM
right.
systems,
right.
they, you know, it's classic, it's moving at the speed of government. It's not that there aren't any smart people there, but they had basically outsourced a lot of their functions, so a lot of their internal stuff was not really centrally coordinated very well, and a lot of steps that should be in place technologically to protect these systems and make them harder to break into either weren't in place or really
right.
weren't, you know, mature, like up to speed.
Well, you know, what I think, you know, to me, this is an example that's the opposite of our military. Our military is proficient and trained and capable of protecting us. I think this other exposure that we have online, I fear we don't have the same quality individual commitment budget for this kind of defense. What do you think?
That's a fair point, though. Military networks have been hit as well. And I mean,
I'm talking about the physical part of the military. I'm not talking about the cyber stuff. I don't think America's cyber defense even approximates our military defense in terms of quality.
And, interesting.
And that's what's scary to me, folks. We've got to take this seriously. We've got to take this more seriously. This could be, never mind storming our shores and attacking us physically. This is how they're going to take us down through cyber attacks. Right back with Scott Arno. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.